This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
And I'm his wife, Patty Kinsbach. And we travel and live full-time in our RV.
Hey, you know what? I've got some really interesting RV stats.
You do?
I got to share this with you.
Great.
Remember, 2021 was a record year for RV sales. Now, it's kind of hard to say 2023 because 2022 is like gone so fast.
It is.
But last year, 2022, despite rising fuel costs, despite interest rates and inflation, 2022 is going to be the third best year for the RV industry.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I'll tell you. This is a crazy trend.
Yep.
Sales are down about 50% from the previous year, but like I say, it was a record, and it was a huge record.
Wow.
Now, many customers have entered the RV lifestyle, kind of like us, for the first time in the past few years. And what that does is it expands the pool of consumers who are interested in purchasing a new RV in the coming years. How many RVs have we had?
Well, this is our third.
Yes. And other people who aren't as aggressive as we are with sales or don't buy an RV every time they see one, eventually, you know, they'll want different equipment. They'll want to upgrade and they'll get a different RV.
Yeah. When you're starting to do it long enough and then you really know what you need and what you want.
Yeah. In November, towable RVs led by the conventional travel trailers ended the month down about 53% from November of 2021 with about 20,500 shipments. That's still a lot.
Yeah.
Motorhomes finished the month down 24% compared with November of 21 with about 4,000 units shipped. Now, there's a big difference. 20,000 trailers and 4,000 motorhomes.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, the trailers really sell.
Yep.
They are the main sellers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, sales of Class C RVs are really good, especially like the Winnebago View, which is about 25 feet long.
Oh, yeah, and those things are perfect for getting in the national parks.
Mm-hmm. And if you have to stop at a grocery store, it's a whole lot easier going through a parking lot with 25 feet than, you know, towing a car with 38-foot motorhome and all that.
Big difference.
As a matter of fact, earlier in 2022, Class C RVs were hard to find. There was a shortage of them.
Yeah.
But the fastest growing sales are coming from the B vans.
Oh, the B vans.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about skiers who love those B vans.
Mm-hmm.
They go to these ski resorts with, and they save a lot of money, and I'll tell you why coming up. But Americans, speaking of cold weather, are not afraid of winter camping. 8.2 million households are planning to camp this winter. That's up from 6.9 million in 2021. That's a lot.
Not me, though.
No, not you.
I'm not going to do that.
78% of RVers said in a recent survey that a cold weather equipped RV is important, and manufacturers are starting to respond. So people in cooler climates want to continue RVing into the winter months. Now, most of the newer RVs can stand a night of freezing temperatures, and some are good into the low 20s, even into the teens. However, prolonged days of very cold weather can cause damage, and you really got to know what your RV is made of, because they're all made differently. Some don't have enough insulation, and you got to know what temperatures your RV is rated at. That's really important. Are your pipes along the outside walls, or do they come up through the center of the RV from the bottom? Mm-hmm. You know, that makes a big difference when water starts to freeze.
Right.
So if you want to protect your RV from a one-night freeze, Here are some tips. That's pretty easy. Make sure you have tank warmers and heaters that also heat your bays and the underbelly.
Do we have tank warmers on this?
Yes, we do.
That's great.
And our heater, our actual propane heater, the furnace, actually heats underneath the RV.
That's great.
Into the bays. Mm-hmm. So that's really important. And you got to disconnect your fresh water hose.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We found out the hard way.
Yeah.
And store it. And make sure there's no standing water in your sewer hose. That's very important. That's why it's important to set up your sewer hose so that gravity flows perfectly. A lot of people don't do that. Make sure your onboard water tank has plenty of water because you're going to need water. And if you're going to spend a lot of time in freezing temperatures, that's another story, and that involves much more preparation. I mean, a lot of the trailers, you need to put skirts on them and everything else.
Right.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
But this is really interesting. The cost of vacation travel is also a real driving factor in the continued growth of RVing year-round. For instance, RV vacations cost 50% less than comparable hotel and plane ride trips, and a third less than hotel and car ride trips. Now, let's take a look at the skiers. In the wintertime, a lot of them have been switching to B-vans. Why? Let's take a look at the cost of a vacation. A ski lift pass for Vail Ski Resort? It's over $200
a day.
Remember back in our day?
Oh my.
Ski passes weren't that much.
Yeah.
They were like maybe 25% of that.
Yeah.
Lodging. If you want to stay near the slopes, about $700 a night.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And then meals.
Oh yeah.
So, B-vans have become very popular with the skiing enthusiasts and a younger demographic, but you still have to buy the right equipped vehicle. With B-vans, you need the Arctic package or the Four Seasons package. It varies with the manufacturer. Not all of them are the same. You gotta know what you're getting, know the specs, and know what kind of extreme temperatures it can withstand. Most have the diesel heating systems that heat all of the tanks. Now, some of the big motorhomes have that system too. Also, heavy-duty windows and insulation. And, of course, four-wheel drive. You know, you can find more places to boondock with a B-van than most RVs due to the higher clearance as well. So, all you have to do then is look for RV-friendly ski resorts.
Makes sense to have one of those for
your ski trip. You're seeing more and more of them.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more item. Since we're talking about winter weather, and with that cold front that just recently went through our country, a lot of people are rethinking how to deal with the cold. If you have an RV in storage, you're probably fine. Hopefully, you've done plenty of maintenance to your rig. Now, a friend of mine at Newmar just sent me some really great tips about maintaining one of the most important components of your RV. Your tires. A lot of people never look at them. You know, if you ask somebody, what's the speed rating of your tires? They'll go, oh, I don't know. If you ask them what the weight rating of the tires are, they'll go, nope, don't know that either. Do regular inspections. Always replace them if they are 6 years or older. Keep your tires clean. If you store your RV, it's best to cover your RV tires, especially if you're putting your vehicle inside of a garage, because they could be exposed to all sorts of material, including oil, antifreeze, brake fluid, and other stuff that can compromise and damage the tire's outer layer. You don't want that. And you know what? RV tires are expensive. I mean, take care, baby these things. If your RV will be outside, it's even more important to cover the tires. Look for a high-quality tire cover that's UV-resistant, since sunlight can quickly cause tires to wear down and potentially rot. Check the pressure of your tires on a regular basis. If you're in a smaller RV, you might need to rotate your tires occasionally. In larger RVs, on the other hand, rotating those tires is actually a very difficult process due to wheel configurations. Class A RVs require wheels to be specially remounted when taken off, and that's a task that should be performed by a professional service center to make sure it's done correctly. Additionally, many coaches install different size tires on the front and rear axles, making it dangerous to rotate from front to back or vice versa. Should the tires on your Class A coach require rotating, make sure you consult a very good service center. I mean, your safety depends on it. Many of us are driving our house down the road. And what are they sitting on? Tires. Make sure they are well maintained. Make sure you check them regularly.
That is great advice. But hey, we got to get going.
Well, once again, we are out of time. We've got kind of a short podcast this week because we're really busy this week at an RV show. So next week, we're going to be back with plenty more information and probably a lot of new products that you are going to want to hear about. Until then, be safe and check us out at rockingthervlife.com. That's our website.
Right. You can also catch us on Instagram at rockingthervlife. Or Instagram Jeff Kinsbach.
And Facebook, too.
Facebook,
did you forget Facebook?
I almost did.
You did?
Of course. Facebook with Jeff Kinsbach.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.